Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Starting November 16, 2025, you no longer need to meet the minimum 620 credit score in order to purchase a home. Now, before many of you guys start celebrating, let's figure out exactly what this means.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
You pay to have good credit.
All right, so many of you guys are all online. You're starting to see these videos that's circling around on the internet stating you no longer need a 620 credit score to purchase a home. And this has everyone that's in the 300s and the 400 credit score ranges jumping all into the air right now. All right, so again, everything that you're reading on the internet these days can be a little misleading. So this announcement was actually made by Fannie Mae. And to keep this episode short, Fannie Mae is actually what purchases most loans from lenders these days. So there's so many videos that's out there just going out into the air, just saying, oh, you no longer need a credit score or your credit history doesn't matter. Well, again, a lot of that information is misleading because that's actually not the only thing that lenders look at. I always preach a credit score is only a number based on how well you pay back money that you borrow. So for example, if you're a multi-millionaire making $3-5 million per year, your credit score may be zero. And honestly, you shouldn't care to have a credit score because you have made it in life to where you can go out and purchase everything you need by writing a check out of your own bank account. If you need to buy a new vehicle for your family, you can write a check, you can purchase it. You know, $50,000-$60,000 shouldn't be anything to someone making $2-3 million per year. Same thing with buying a home. You know, if you want to go out and buy $500,000-$800,000 home, and if you're making $3 million a year, you know, what is a credit score going to do for you? You know, so having a credit score does not mean how wealthy you are. Is just based on your payment history on money that you borrow. Somebody today can have a 850 credit score, but they're in debt, maxed out to their head because they're broke and they don't have the money to pay off, you know, loans or pay off their mortgage or pay off their auto loan. So, you know, someone with a 850 credit score can be less successful or, you know, have less revenue than somebody with a zero credit score. You know, it should be common sense how that works. At the end of the day, a credit score is only a tool for lenders, right? So if you have below a 620, then lenders aren't going to waste hours and waste their time out the day to work on your account. They're just going to say, hey, look, you can't get approved right now. You need to work on your finances. You know, get your credit score up. If your credit score is above 620, now they can actually put in some work and see if you can actually be approved. They're gonna look at your income, look at your job history, look at your finances, any of your bills that has been late, you know, see if you're paying your things on time, seeing if your credit cards are paid. So, you know, a credit score is just a way that lenders can say yes or no in order to move forward with your application that you submitted. And believe it or not, there's many people out there today who have great credit scores. Some people have 700 credit scores, 720, 750, you know, somewhere in the 700 range, or at least the upper 600 range. So when they do their research on required credit score in order to purchase a a home, you know, and they see 620, 680, 720, all these scores that they may meet, you know, a lot of people begin celebrating and think, you know, that's the end. Well, that is not the case, because you can have great credit and still be denied for a mortgage. You know, if your credit cards are maxed out, you have too many card notes, you have personal loans, you know, through the top of your head, you know, you can be drowning in debt right now. And just because your credit score is great or it meets the required credit score minimum, that still does not mean that you can celebrate. You know, you can have a great credit score and you may have switched jobs and you only have, you know, 2 weeks worth of income, right? Or you can be relocating to a different state, but you moving doesn't support your business, or you moving means you have to now find a new job that may not be in the industry that you're working in now. So there's so many factors that take place into approving you or pre-qualifying you for a mortgage, and a credit score, like I just mentioned, is only a quick yes or no. Now, if you made it this far in the episode, you may be thinking, well, what's so exciting about not needing a 620 credit score anymore if all these other things matter when it comes to getting approved for a mortgage loan? That's the point. That's why I said there's so many things online these days that are misleading. So just because they're stating that you no longer have to meet a minimum credit score, that doesn't mean, one, that your credit isn't important, and then two, it doesn't mean that you're automatically going to get approved. Just like I mentioned, all of those other factors that is related to the application, the reason why the minimum credit score is no longer a thing, at least for right now, is because there's so many people that have, you know, credit scores that's below 620, but they aren't doing anything bad as far as their finances today. There may be people who paid off all of the things that they owe money on years ago, and then since then they have not continued to build credit history. So each year their credit score just keeps dropping and dropping and dropping, and eventually their credit scores get below 620 because they don't have anything actively reporting to their credit right now. Or you may have some people that went through a rough path, you know, 3 years ago, and they lost a job and they got behind on their car payments or, you know, their previous loans and things like that. But since then, over the last 2 or 3 years, they have been 100% with their payment history. However, some of those accounts from 3 or 4 years ago is still on their credit reports, which most lenders, you know, I don't think they even care about most negative items if it's outside of the 24-month time frame. I could be wrong, but I have had some affiliates that I'm partnered with that we send people to every month that's looking to buy a home. I've had many mortgage lenders say, hey, look, you know, let's at least try to keep the last 24 months of their payment history clean. You know, if they have anything within the 24 months, you know, let's try and see if there's a way to find errors on those accounts, see if we can get it removed, whatever the case is. But, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, have perfect credit history within the last 24 to 36 months. And the only reason why their scores may be 610, 605 is because they have all of those old accounts that's still reporting to their credit, because those items report for 7 years. So there's a lot of people today that have had perfect credit history for the last 3 years, and they go to apply with a mortgage lender and their credit pulls at, you know, 615. Well, that lender is just going to say, oh no, you don't meet the requirement, you know, with the credit scores, you need to go work on your credit. So I can see why this is a thing where they're getting rid of the minimum credit score, because again, it is just a number, and there's so many factors beyond the number, or, you know, wherever your scores are ranking at. So in my opinion, that is why they're getting rid of the actual minimum number and focusing more on debt to income, you know, job history, payment history, and things in that nature. So go ahead and wrap up this episode. I always preach, you should not care about your credit score, regardless if there's a minimum credit score or there's not a minimum credit score. Who cares? I haven't checked my credit score in months because, one, I know that my credit cards are paid every month. I don't have a balance on those. Number two, I'm not missing payments on anything, you know, so I don't have anything negative reporting. And then number three, I know my debt to income is low because the only thing that I'm, you know, currently paying on, unfortunately, is a home right now. So, you know, I don't have all these extra bills every month, like credit card payments and personal loan payments, which you shouldn't be, you know, using your credit for. So that is one thing that's helping me. So another thing, I only support using your credit for things that earn you money or save you money. It has to do one of the two or both. So a lot of people who's currently enrolled in our Sturgis Credit Repair Program, a lot of people flip out or they freak out when they hear me say these things. You know, I don't support anyone purchasing a car with their credit. It's something that loses value the second you leave the lot. It's not making you money. It's not doing anything for you. The only three things you should be using your credit for is buying a home, credit card rewards, and, you know, business, if it's helping your business. I'm gonna explain that in a second. So buying a home, that is the main thing. Because why? If you don't have $500,000 to buy the, you know, whatever the average home cost is in America these days, you know, not everyone has that available in their bank account, right? So however, if your credit is good, which it pays to have good credit, if your credit is good, you can go ahead and purchase that home, and then 15, 20, 30 years later, you eliminate the most expensive monthly bill that you have. You no longer have to pay rent. You no longer have to pay a mortgage. So now you can use that, I don't know what, $15, $2,000 a month that you're probably paying in rent and a mortgage on your average home. Let's just say $1,500 a month. Instead of that going towards a place to lay your head at night, now that can go into some sort of investment account, or if you're a business owner, that can go into marketing or some type of, you know, funding that you have to reinvest into your business. So you now have the extra capital to grow your business. So that is the main reason why I suggest using credit to purchase a home, because it is not a investment right now, but in the future, when it's paid off, it eliminates your biggest expense, which in my eyes, that's an investment on its own. Number two, credit cards only if you're responsible enough to use them correctly. I just posted to the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook community, I think it was yesterday or the day before, how I've made over $1,000 in just 3 or 4 months by using my credit card to pay for my monthly expenses with the business. However, not everyone is a business owner. Not everyone has, you know, tens of thousands of dollars per year or $100,000 a year in expenses. We get that. However, you know, you making 2 to 3% cash back, especially if you're not a multi-millionaire, you know, you getting even $500 or $1,000 back a year, you know, that's something that can pay your insurance, your car insurance for a few months, you know, or that's something that can, you know, take you and your family out to dinner for a weekend. You know, at the end of the day, free money is free money. So, you know, I'm not a multi-billionaire or anything like that. So if I can make $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a year cash back, I will be the first one to raise my hand and accept that if it's not charging me interest. So, you know, if I have a expense that costs $5,000, let's say a marketing campaign, and I can use my business debit card for that, one, I'm already have $5,000 available on my debit card. So what I do is I use my credit card to pay for this marketing campaign and then take the debit card and just pay off the credit card. I already have the money available. Now, people that use credit cards incorrectly, they reverse that. They spend it on their credit card and then wait to get the money on their debit card or their bank account, and then hopefully they can pay it off before the due date. And guess what? Life doesn't always happen that way, and they fall into a trap. So number two, using credit cards if you can use it correctly. And then lastly is, if you are a business owner, I do suggest using credit to your advantage if it's going to help your business. Now, there's going to be arguments that, you know, you can get in debt with your business and your business is not going to make the revenue, or the return on investment may not be a thing. You know, it may not work. But at the end of the day, being a business owner, being in business is a risk on its own. Nothing about owning a business is risk-free. So if you're using credit in hopes to improve your business, sure, I support that. If you own a car rental service and you're using credit to purchase 3, 4, and 5 cars, sure. I mean, I would support that. That's a business expense. Now, your everyday consumer, I don't suggest financing a car because it is a depreciating item. It is not making you money by financing your brand new Tahoe, you know, that's costing $1,100 a month. So if you're using it for business purposes, something that you know that is making revenue and is already making revenue with one item, so you're thinking if you multiply this one item and get 3, 4, and 5 items that's doing the same thing, then eventually this, you know, whatever you use your credit for, it is now going to return to you in a much higher amount than what you initially took out to borrow against that item. So hopefully this episode, you know, kind of help anyone that's getting excited over not having a minimum credit score. And, you know, usually this episode is going to teach people more behind the scenes of what's actually going on behind the headlines that you're seeing all over the internet of people just posting misleading content. That's all for this episode. Sturgis Credit Repair. If you want a new house, call us. If you need a new car, call us. If you want a good job, call us. If you want a raise up. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.